You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith with today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today, 9 o'clock on this beautiful, sunny, but rather cool Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting Graziano Marcheschi, the FBI. Director of Ministerial Resource Development for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Graz.
Good morning.
How are you?
You have two FBI agents here today.
Well, Father Sean, born in Ireland, and Graz, born in Italy.
Yes.
And
not on another
Chicago.
Planet, as some people think.
another planet. How was your weekend?
Good. Uneventful, but
did you watch
restful.
Any of the Bulls game last night?
I did not.
They won.
I'm hooked on this book that this guy told me about when I was in Philly last week. It's about World War II. His name is Louis Zamperini. Nice Italian boy, Zamperini. He was an Olympic runner and got caught up in World War II. And my gosh, one unbelievable episode after another. It's a true story. It's going to be a movie one day, I'm sure. The guy is still alive. He's like 95. Could not put the book down.
So did he actually fight in the war?
Oh, yeah. Plane crashed. 47 days on a raft in the middle of the ocean, captured by the Japanese, beaten, abused, tortured on a daily basis for over a year. Incredible.
Amazing.
And survived and lived through the war.
And he's 95 years
he's
old.
He's now 95 years old.
Living where?
I have no idea.
That is amazing.
The book is called Unbroken.
Unbroken. And the author, again, is his name is?
It's about Louis Zamperini. It's written by the woman who wrote the book Seabiscuit. I don't remember her name.
Oh, the great racehorse.
Racehorse, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Well, we'll get to our program here. Our phone number, what is it? 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408.
Stay tuned. Next segment, we'll have another book review. Father Greg's favorite.
Have to check out the book. We have with us, St. Procopius School has won the 2011 Grogan Award. This prize is presented annually by the Big Shoulders Fund and is sponsored by John and Rosemary Grogan. It is a very selective award that recognizes the school's high standards of teaching and the students' increased standardized test scores. With us in studio, Father Sean O'Sullivan, the pastor of St. Procopius School in Chicago, and the principal, Adam DeFault, of St. Procopius School. Welcome, Father Sean and Adam, to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning.
And congratulations on this prestigious award, the Grogan Award. And what is the award, Adam, specifically?
Well, the award is a recognition presented by the Grogans, funded by the Grogans, who are just instrumental in Catholic schools in Chicago. John Grogan is the chairman of the Archdiocese School Board, and his wife, Rosemary, is among many, many generous activities that she's participated in. She's the founder of Cristo Rey Jesuit High School. They fund and present this award based on test scores, based on growths and gains seen in the school. And the Big Shoulders Fund kind of facilitates the presentation. And the award is certainly a wonderful recognition for all the hard work that our teachers and students are doing. It also comes with a scholarship funded for through the Grogans as well that will support our students and school growth for a number of years to come.
Over how long of a period was the testing scores, were the testing scores tracked?
We've been steadily increasing scores for the last 3-4 years. The award took into account the scores from last year.
And what did you do to help raise the scores?
We've done a lot. We've invested in technology in our school. We've incorporated a lot of trying to modernize the way we approach our students. We're teaching for kids who are very technologically savvy at home. So we've incorporated smart boards. We've incorporated email and websites into our school curriculum. We've done a lot of curriculum mapping making sure that we're meeting the archdiocesan standards, making sure that all of our students every day are getting the best possible education.
And Father Sean O'Sullivan, born in Ireland, came to the United States at the age of 21. How old were you when you entered the Jesuit seminary?
I was 28.
28 years old, and yes. Now you are the new pastor at St. Procopius for less than 1 year now.
Yes.
And and so what is your whole role in relation with the school? I know as pastor of a parish, I think it's very important that, you know, we pastors work closely with the school if there happens to be one, either grammar school or high school. So how do you interact with the school?
Well, I meet with Adam on a regular basis to monitor what's happening in the school and to ensure that the school is providing a quality Catholic education for our students. I also work with the teachers. More so, hopefully next year, I am a new pastor, so I'm still learning all the different jobs that are required of me.
Now, this is your first pastorate, isn't it?
It is.
Because
it
you
is.
Were ordained in 1999.
That's correct.
You've been a priest. Now, when's your anniversary date?
In June
okay,
of this year.
12 years.
You know, in the second year of your pastorate, you have to star in the school play.
That's what I did.
That's what Father Greg had to
because
do.
Because as pastor at St. Mary Parish, and then Father Bill DeChuck is at St. Nick's Parish, but we team with Pope John the 23rd Grammar School. So it's two parishes with one school, and mm-hmm. it's an outstanding school. And believe it or not, that Gratz and his wife, Nancy, are members at St. Nick's. Nancy, Gratz's wife, teaches the director of music in the school. Cool. And Gratz wrote a play last week and had me as part of it, and I had to be in it along with Father Bill. Mm-hmm. And it's just tremendous. So, but my acting skills are very limited.
We expect Hollywood to come knocking any day now. And then we're going to lose Father Greg.
Gratz, I couldn't even read my script, let alone memorize the lines.
You know, I'm not sure about the school play, but we have some fantastic teachers who are really want to ensure that the traditions of the Hispanic community are kept. So we have folkloric dance groups. We have a wonderful choir, and the teachers are really dedicated. So I'll take a back seat and let the students.
Now, there is a great pastor. Wow, there is a great pastor who not only recognizes where the talent is, but can acknowledge it publicly. God bless you for
now,
that.
Now, Adam, you made a good comment before off the air, before we started, and that is St. Procopius School is the only dual language school in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Say more about that.
That's right. St. Procopius is located in the Pilsen neighborhood. We serve a population that's largely Hispanic, not entirely, but for the most part it is. Pilsen has long been a port of entry and an important location in Hispanic Chicago. So our school strives to serve this population in a way that's fair and just and culturally sensitive. So we developed our dual language program in the mid-90s, and that program teaches every child in our building in both English and Spanish. Our goal as a school is for every child to leave us that reading, writing, speaking at or above grade level in both English and Spanish.
Does that start right from first grade?
It starts in preschool.
Preschool.
It starts in preschool.
Excellent.
The thing is now, you've been principal for how long at St. Procopius?
This is the ending my third year now.
I mean, you're incredibly young. What did you say, you're 30 years old or something?
Yeah, that's right.
I've got sweaters older than that. That's amazing. And now, where did you learn your language skills?
High school, college, and then I've worked at St. Procopius for 9 years.
Well, you were on the faculty.
Yes, I began there as a volunteer teacher in an AmeriCorps-sponsored program. And
so what grade did you teach through the years then?
Oh, my goodness. I've taught every grade, basically, primarily sixth grade, though.
So you moved from teacher to principal.
That's like the kid who started in the mailroom and
exactly.
became the
CEO.
Whoa.
That's great. You're right. We're going to break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. And our guests are Adam Dufault, the principal of St. Procopius School in Chicago, and Father Sean O'Sullivan, the pastor of St. Procopius Parish in Chicago. Our number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
J. Join the movement to run in the 2011 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 9th as a pledge runner for Team Catholic Charities. The race is sold out, but we have post-close entries for you or someone you know. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or to join the committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon, and we'll see you at the finish line.
Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for those who have died in the service of our country and for all those we wish to honor in a special way. Begin your observance of Memorial Day by attending one of the field masses being celebrated at most of the 44 Catholic cemeteries in Cook and Lake counties. For times and locations of these field masses, go to www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Celebrate your memories at a Catholic cemetery's field mass.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Monday morning in Chicago, you're listening to Catholic Radio on AM 950. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, co-hosting with the anchor, Father Greg Sackowitz. Thank you for spending this part of your morning with us. We're talking about Catholic schools in Chicago, and we love to bring you the good news of Catholic education within the Archdiocese, because every unique school that you hear about is just one more story about the amazing job that this Archdiocese does in preparing young people to live better lives, to live lives that really make a difference and make a contribution. We're talking with Father Sean O'Sullivan, pastor of St. Procopius School, and with Mr. Adam DeFault, principal of St. Procopius. We're very proud of you guys because you've just won the distinguished 2011 Krogan Award, which means that you're doing a heck of a job at St. Procopius. Tell us about some of the things that distinguish Procopius. First of all, situated. You told us you're in Pilsen. Give us an address just in case somebody might be interested in sending their child there.
Sure. We're at 1625 South Altport Street, which is one block west of Racine and just one block, really half a block north of 18th Street.
How's your enrollment doing?
Enrollment's great. We our building capacity, we're a very small building, so our building capacity is about 255 or so.
And how many do you have right now?
236. Today. We're up over 20% in the last 3 years. So we're growing steadily.
So where many Catholic schools have stayed the same or gone down a bit in number, St. Procopius has actually gone up 20% in the last 3 years. And based on your numbers, you only have room for like maybe 15, 18 more to reach capacity.
That's right. Limited seating.
Yeah, available. Limited seating. Right. That's
what's your
phenomenal
tuition at Procopius?
Our tuition is, we start at $4,840, but we offer a lot of financial aid.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, say more about this dual language teaching. How does a particular day look?
Sure. And the dual language program is critical to the success we've had. As we've mentioned before, we're the only Catholic dual language program in Chicago, and that draws people from all over the city and suburbs even to our school.
Then your population comes from way beyond just the boundaries of St. Procopius.
Oh, yes. Only about 30-35% of our students actually walk to school anymore. We draw from a large area, a large geographic area, including some of the far
and Adam, you think the real key to it is because of the dual language capability?
I think it's the Catholic dual language program.
Okay.
I think that the fact that we are able to offer a program that teaches students to be bilingual and encourages students to develop language skills.
I'm glad you stressed the part about Catholic, because I've said many times that it's a faith-based education. We must be different. Mm-hmm. If a Catholic grammar school or high school is not different, close the doors. We have to be rooted in Scripture, rooted in the tradition, rooted in Christ, and you know, we not only to teach it but to walk it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So say more about it, Adam.
Well, a typical day for us, for most grades, third grade through eighth grade, students will spend half their day learning in English and half their day learning in Spanish. Every child in our building gets language arts classes in English and in Spanish every single day. Our model hinges on vocabulary development and language skill development. The content areas like science, religion, social studies, and math will alternate languages year from year. Younger than third grade, our students are in more of an immersion program, strengthening their Spanish skills in a world where English is very dominant. Our students are immersed in Spanish and develop their Spanish abilities so that when they enter into the 50-50 portion of the program, they really are equally strong.
What's the reaction of the students? Do you ever have kids who get frustrated that they can't keep up in the other language?
From time to time, we'll take students that are weaker in one language, but our school emphasizes the fact that we're all learning a language. Everyone in our building, teachers included, is learning a language, whether that's English or Spanish. So it's a very tolerant, very forgiving atmosphere.
Yeah. I think it's a brilliant concept because if you're going to expose kids to a language, they might as well be speaking it by the time they're through. And so often, you know, when kids take 1 or 2 years of a language, you know, they say, well, I studied Spanish, but they can't speak a sentence. And this way they become actually fluent.
Right.
And then Father Sean, as the pastor, you know, we as pastors, there's a very unique dimension when we pastor a parish that connects directly with a school. Mm-hmm. So what's been the biggest challenge for you? I mean, this is the first time you've ever pastored before, been there about a year, and the adjustment is always difficult in transition. But how has it been for you transitioning into being a pastor that has a very vibrant Catholic school with it?
You know, one of the things that I think has been really helpful for me is that, again, going back to the dedicated teachers that we have, and they're committed to not just the education part of it, but also the Catholic aspect of the school. We have Mass once a week where all the students attend, and they are the ones who do the readings and participate and so forth. The teachers are really dedicated to making sure that the students know their Catholic faith and that they participate. That has been really easy and has been a great help to me. I think the struggle is actually funding. You know, we provide a lot of financial aid. We have a lot of our families are struggling economically. We want to provide a quality Catholic education. And we are working hard to do that. Funding can be a problem at times.
I want to thank the both of you, but before we bring it to a close, Adam, give us a phone number they could call you to learn more about St. Procopius.
Sure. Our school's phone number is 312-421-5135.
That number once again?
312-421-5135.
And how about a web?
Sure. It's www.stprocopius.com.
What's it spelled, Procopius?
STPROCOPIUS.com/school.
Could you spell that in Spanish, please? Just kidding.
Look, Adam just gave you a dirty look. I like that pretty good. Okay, I want to thank in a very special way Father Sean O'Sullivan, the pastor of St. Procopius Parish, and with us also Adam Dufault, the principal of St. Procopius School. Adam and Father Sean, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. God bless you. Keep up the great work. Our phone number, 312-255-8408 on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Graziano Marcheschi. Time is coming up on 9:19 on this beautiful Monday morning in Chicago. We'll be back right after a break.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll talk with Cardinal Francis George about the beatification of Pope John Paul II. We'll take you on a pilgrimage to Quincy, Illinois, a river town that played a major role in the life of Father Augustus Tolton. and we'll give you a snapshot of the strategic pastoral plan for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese. The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith for today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today. The time in Chicago is 9:21 on this Monday morning. Sunny, high about 56. Sports, Bulls over Miami, game two Wednesday night. How's that, Russ?
Were you
we do sports and weather.
Popping champagne or what last night?
Oh, no, not after one game. No. That's, you don't celebrate. You get to business. Last night's game is over.
This, it'll be such poetic justice.
Well, it's just that whole thing with LeBron James and the decision.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it's a long series, and last night's behind you. Okay, we'll go to a break here. No. De La Salle Institute offers a variety of programs for middle school students throughout the summer. Students will enter 6th, 7th, or 8th grade in the fall, can participate in these weekly programs that will be held from mid-June through the end of July. These programs include algebra fundamentals, aviation, creative writing, drama, Mandarin Chinese, and much more. With us in studio, we have Chuck Kuhn, the Director of Admissions and Financial Aid at De La Salle Institute, and Margaret Grabowski, Assistant Director of Admissions and Alumni Relations Director. Chuck and Margaret, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Well, this is great.
You know, Greg, if you were ever wondered about where's the next generation, you know, as we get older, I sometimes think, you know, who's going to pick up the mantle after us? And I look here, here's this beautiful young woman,
an alumna
herself of De La Salle,
yeah.
You know, and we had this young principal here who was only 31 just a few minutes ago. The next generation's here already.
And they're doing a fine job.
We can retire.
That's right. Turn the reins over to Margaret.
There's
and
great,
to
look
Chuck.
At enthusiasm and
it's true.
Energy.
So one thing I enjoy doing this program is you meet so many wonderful people who are dedicated and sacrificing. In fact, you mentioned before we got in the air, Margaret.
You know, not that Chuck isn't good looking, you know.
Face for radio.
He's got a face for radio, but Margaret's got a face for TV.
Well, thank
Chuck,
you.
Comb your hair. Comb your hair, Chuck. This is radio, all right? Margaret, you're a class of 2006 from De La Salle. In fact, you were the first class graduating that was co-ed.
That's correct. It was quite a unique experience. It was very exciting. There were boys at De La Salle for over 100 years, so it was, you know, kind of intimidating being the first girls' class, but we got through it, and we started a lot of really great traditions for the young ladies to follow.
How many students were you in your class?
I graduated with 114 students.
Of which how many were women, young ladies?
Oh, that was 114 young ladies.
Okay, then
the boys' campus is it's closer to 200 students.
So you had a class of about over 300.
Correct, and we have two campuses. So I went to school at the Lourdes Hall campus, which is on 32nd and about Aberdeen, And the boys go to school at 35th and Michigan. So we were separated during the academic school day. However, for social events like prom or, you know, pep rallies, things of that nature, we were together.
Okay, the thing is, then now tell us about this program that'll begin for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders this summer.
Okay, well, we've got quite a few athletic and academic summer camps. The one I'm really excited about is our aviation summer camp, which is taking place July 25th through the 29th. The reason I'm really excited about it is because it's through Lewis University, which was my alma mater. I graduated from there a year ago today, actually, was my graduation. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I graduated from Lewis last year today.
I graduated college, what, 35 years ago? How about you, Graz?
Yeah, long before she was born.
Holy
right.
Gosh.
So that's why I'm really excited about that summer camp. We have these great simulators from the aviation department in our building, because I don't know if you're aware, but De La Salle is the satellite campus for Lewis University in the city of Chicago. So during the day, it's De La Salle, but around 4 o'clock or so, we've got Lewis students coming in and going to school. We have undergraduate and graduate studies there. And what we're hoping to do is expand into aviation at that campus. So that's why we brought in the simulators. So not only to help the Lewis students, but to teach our current students at De La Salle and incoming students, obviously, through our summer camps about aviation.
And that's because of the Christian Brother connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. We are the Christian Brothers, right, De La Salle and Lewis University.
You know, that's probably a well-kept secret. I think most people don't know that Lewis has this amazing aviation program.
Well, and that's we're one of the premier schools for aviation. People come all over the country to study at our aviation department. It started out as an aviation school back in the 30s, you know,
that's amazing.
Training pilots for the war.
Now, Chuck, then you are the director of admissions at De La Salle?
That's correct.
So say more about that. So a young man wants to apply and take it from there.
Well, what happens is we
Or young lady,
exactly. We go out in this during the fall, and we talk to probably kids at over 150 different grade schools. So we're going to 3, 4, 5, 6 grade schools a day, and then basically getting the word out about De La Salle. What happens then is they kind of go to open houses in the fall. They'll do what's called the shadow day, where they'll visit the school, and then they'll follow one of our students around. And then they make their decision based on visiting various schools and those various high schools coming to visit them as well. And then in the second Saturday in January, they'll go to the Catholic high school of their choice, and then they'll take the entrance exam at that school.
How far of a geographic area do you draw from?
Oh, we have kids from down south, probably like kind of where the I don't even know what it's called anymore, but like the World Theater.
Sure.
Whatever that one's
sure.
called now.
That's way south.
Way south. And then we've got kids coming from Evanston.
Really?
And then
You're
Oak Lawn
kidding.
And, you know, some of the collar suburbs.
I pastor in
Evanston as well.
Over at St. Mary's Parish in Evanston. So
you
young
go visit
men and women.
St. Mary's Parish?
We don't go to that one.
It'd be Pope John the 23rd.
Sure.
Yeah, because that's the school that connects with St. Nick's and St. Mary's. So you come that far north.
Yeah, we do have kids from like St. Athanasius
sure.
up there as well. St. Margaret Mary up in Rogers
Let
Park.
Let me ask you this, Chuck. In all the work you do as director of admission, because I'm a former director of admissions in the college seminary.
Sure.
You know, specifically inviting young men to think about priesthood. What's the most challenging aspect of your work?
I would say differentiating us from all the other schools, because people just think, oh, it's Catholic school and there's a category or two and that's about it. And then you have to kind of show what we do. I mean, our big thing is that we have a one-to-one computer program where every student has what's called a tablet PC, and all their books and all their work is done on that. So instead of carrying around a load of books, they're carrying that around.
You guys are literally a stone's throw from Sox Park. Do you have any kind of relationship with the Sox?
The majority of the Bat Boys are actually De La Salle students.
Oh, are they really?
Yes.
I'm a diehard White Sox
fan. Well, now, there's a good recruitment thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, De La Salle, you could become a Bat Boy.
We throw that one out there all the time.
Do they have any Bat Girls?
Unfortunately, no. That was my dream as a small child, to be the first Bat Girl. But I do actually work for the White Sox. I worked there for quite a few years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right, she's 23 years old and she's been there for quite a few years.
I was 12 when I started working. So,
wow.
Yeah. As soon as I could see over the counter at the patio, I was able to start working.
That is great.
All right, we're going to go to a break. You're listening to Catholic Radio on AM 950. Graziano Marcheschi, Father Greg Sackwitz hosting you this morning. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
tour rooms of antique mechanical curiosities from Victrolas to steam engines at the magical San Filippo Estate Saturday, May 21st at Catholic Charities Hearts for Homeless Families fundraiser. The dazzling event benefits programs that help the homeless in Northwest Cook County. The ticket price of $175 per person includes an extensive tour, elegant dinner, and lively auction emceed by radio personality Gary Meyer. For more information, visit catholiccharities.net/hearts or call 847-376-2118. Catholic teens and young adults are preparing for World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid, Spain. The Archdiocese is sponsoring an exciting and inspirational 9-day trip for this coming August.
World Youth Day is a week-long spiritual journey during which teens and young adults from around the world unite to share their faith.
The Archdiocese organized trip to Madrid will include daily mass, catechesis, festivals, walking tours, and all the events scheduled with the Holy Father Pope Benedict the 16th.
That includes a welcoming ceremony, an evening candlelight vigil, and the closing mass. And for young people not going to Madrid, there's a wonderful World Youth Day celebration planned at Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine in Des Plaines.
The regional event will bring together young Catholics from Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. There will even be a giant TV hookup so you can pray along with the Pope during the closing mass in Madrid.
Go to the Archdiocese website, www.archchicago.org, and click on World Youth Day. You'll find information regarding travel to Madrid, our local festivities, and a link to the official World Youth Day website.
Plan now. Be part of this inspirational and memorable celebration of our faith.
World Youth Day 2011.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
It's 9:32 in the morning, Chicago, Monday. Bulls won. All's good in the world.
Yes.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. Graziano Marcheschi and Father Greg Sackowitz, thanking you for spending this part of your day with us. If you're driving, watch out for those red light cameras. We're talking with...
Are you speaking from experience?
Yes.
I am.
Awful experience. My daughter got 2 in 1 day.
Did you really?
She did. Logan Square is a bad area for red light cameras.
Two in 1 day. Aren't they $100 a pop?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So she working for the city?
She should be.
Without giving money like that.
We're talking to the director and assistant director of admissions from De La Salle Institute, a co-ed high school here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, with separate campuses for the boys and the girls. We're speaking with Chuck Kuhn, who's the director of admissions, and Margaret Grabowski, the assistant director. It sounds like you've got an exciting program going there and some very exciting things happening during the summer. I was just looking at some of your offerings, very eclectic, from creative writing to aviation, from Mandarin Chinese to drama.
Skydiving. No, I'm joking.
That might be next.
That might be next.
Folks, I'm joking about that one. How about a workshop in radio journalism?
Exactly.
That's what I'm working on. Great. That's
right.
I studied at Lewis, so that'd be nice.
Did you? Well, send the kids over here. We'll teach them. So who offers all these different programs, Chuck?
Well, we have them all at our boys' campus, and they are for kids entering 6th, 7th, and 8th grade for the academic camps. We have a variety of them. The cost is right around $60. They're either a week or two, Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday, depending. All the dates are kind of
different.
That's
way cheaper than even a camp at one of the city parks.
Absolutely.
At least they're learning something.
So it's also interesting is when you bring these children in 6th and 7th grade or going into 8th grade, that's how you get them into the high school. I mean, when you think about that in terms of they learn about De La Salle. They learn about the campus. They learn about the faculty. That it's no longer just a name, but it's making contact with a teacher. And so all of a sudden that little that young boy or girl in sixth grade who says in eighth grade, I want to go to De La Salle because of a great experience.
And all of our teachers are the ones who are teaching these various classes.
So the same faculty that will get them in high school,
yes.
they get them in sixth, seventh, or eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think you both know, because I know you're director of alumni and also with financial aid and admissions, the competition is ferocious. And, you know, the cost, it's out there. And so parents are sacrificing. And but let me ask you both of this. You have all these programs, but what makes De La Salle unique? I know you're talking about that Catholic perspective, faith-based education, but what really makes, if a parent say, well, why should my son or daughter go to De La Salle, Margaret?
I would definitely say it's our tablet PC program. They started about a few years ago when I went to De La Salle. I had big old books, so I didn't have a tablet. But now each student has their tablet PC, which their books are downloaded on there, and it's basically their academic teaching tool. You go to class, you do your work on your tablet. Your teacher also has a tablet. So when I was in school, if I missed a day of math class, you know, I missed the day's notes. They're not there. I'd have to copy them from someone, what have you. The teacher is up there putting her notes on a screen. The students put, you know, take them down as well. And then those notes go on Edline. So you can retrieve your notes every day. Your homework assignments are put online. And you're really utilizing technology because so much of college is technologically based. I spoke with a student who graduated from De La Salle from the class of 2010. And he said, I didn't even realize the gift I was given using my tablet during high school. He goes to University of Michigan, and he told me how prepared and how ready he was for his collegiate work at the University of Michigan because of the tablet PC program.
That's when you were a student there, did you ever anticipate coming back and working at the school?
No. I never really thought about it. But the opportunity presented itself, and I thought, well, what better place to go back and work than somewhere I had a really great experience and that I learned a lot from, and my heart belongs there. So
it sounds like your 4 years at De La Salle, Margaret, you really loved your 4 years.
I did.
It comes across in your voice, because it'd be very hard to go back to a place for a full-time job if the years were not happy.
That you hated? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But in your case, you loved it. And in fact, it shows in your voice, in your tone, the enthusiasm. And for a young man or woman in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade to be speaking with you about why go to De La Salle, mm-hmm. you're not speaking from theory, but you were.
Right.
And also a recent graduate. You know, I'm from Notre Dame High School, class of 71. Mm-hmm. Well, my God, to a young person, that's another 100 years ago.
Not
the
at
kind
all.
Of tablets they had back then. You had to use
chisel.
A hammer and chisel.
Yeah. That's right. What I thought she meant.
Yeah.
It was a computer. Way on the,
yeah. No, we're talking about a computer.
Yellow pad of the paper.
Now, these courses, they're taught by your own faculty?
Yes. So, and they try to make them as fun as possible, because I can't imagine being 12 years old and having to sit through another math class. So they do a lot of different things to
I
make
I couldn't
them
imagine
fun.
That in September.
Exactly. Well, yeah, see, if you're doing it in
now,
June.
In addition to the academics, you've also got a whole slew of sports programs.
Mm-hmm.
Every sport imaginable, football, wrestling, golf, basketball, soccer, boxing, baseball, speed, volleyball, tennis, and something for you, Greg, cheerleading camp.
I'll take a pass. I'll keep it to football.
Please don't hit me. Don't hit me, Greg. Please don't.
I'll keep it to football, though.
Yeah, those are all taught and / coached by our varsity coaches. And so they kind of put the kids through the motions so they can learn different techniques that they might not be getting from, you know, a part-time neighborhood coach or a park coach.
We need to bring this to a close. Either Margaret or Chuck, give us a phone number they can learn more about De La Salle, your entire program.
Our phone number is 312-842-7355.
That number once again.
312-842-7355.
And a web?
www.dls.org. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, I want to thank in a very special way Chuck Kuhn, the Director of Admissions and Financial Aid at De La Salle Institute, and Margaret Grabowski, the Assistant Director of Admissions and Alumni Relations. Thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. Keep up the great work. God bless both of you. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Here on Catholic Schools Today, I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. 9:39 on this beautiful Monday morning on Relevant Radio 950. Do not touch that dial. I'll be back in a minute.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Catholic Charities' Loving Outreach to Survivors of Suicide program has provided specialized counseling and support groups for adults in the Chicago area for many years. LOS recently initiated a support program for children and teens ages 3 to 18 and will be running a summer session. Any parents, teens, or children who have been affected by the death of a loved one to suicide are welcome. For more details about LOS and the summer program, call 312-655-7283.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. Time is exactly 9:42 on this Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Gratzen and Marques. We're having fun here. And graduations will be taking place within the next couple of weeks. Two seniors from different Catholic high schools will tell their story of attending a Catholic high school. Gordon Tech senior Fuhad Akinbihi was a senior at Gordon Tech High School. Is a Link Unlimited Scholar. He will be attending the University of Illinois on a full four-year academic scholarship. And Marist senior Caitlin Schuler is valedictorian of her class. Wow. She will be attending the University of Michigan, where she will pursue her love of writing and be an English major. Fuhad and Caitlin, welcome to Catholic Schools Today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Father Greg, and with me here is Graziano. So it.
Are you guys nervous?
Kind of a little bit.
Fuhad, comb your hair. You're on radio. Right. And it. Well, first of all, Caitlin, how did you choose Marist High School? And you had so much competition. You could have gone to many schools. When you were a freshman, what made you choose Marist?
There were a lot of choices that I had. I looked at Marion, Macaulay, Providence, everything around here. But when I walked into Marist for the tour, I could feel the feeling of family already from the moment that I walked in. And I think that's what really won me over.
That's great. Feeling of family.
That's very good.
What did you sense that made you feel that way? And did it turn out to be that way?
It did turn out to be that way. Everybody giving the tours around the school just seemed really friendly, all into each other, even though they might not have been friends before they got there that morning. Looking through all the classes, they all looked like they were having fun and just a good time in general.
So if someone were coming for a tour today and you were giving it, what would you say to them about Marist?
I would probably say that Marist tells us that we're brothers and sisters for life, and you really do learn that all 4 years. That's a big focus of the school.
That's tremendous. Fuhad, how did you end up choosing Gordon Tech High School from all your possible choices?
When I was deciding to pick the high school I would go to, I took a lot of visits to different high schools, but Gordon Tech stood out to me in particular because, like, it was small and we had a strong bond between each other. I came in there without knowing nobody, and they just made me feel like I truly belonged there, and we felt like a small family.
What grade school did you come from, Afuhan?
I came from St. Mary of the Lake.
Ah. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, sure. And now, you are a Link Unlimited Scholar. What is a Link Unlimited Scholar?
Well, Link Unlimited is a mentoring and scholarship program for young African American that have talents but don't have the financial situation to help pay for high school. So they link me to someone that can help me pay for my tuition, and I just have to be on top of things.
Well, according to the sheet here, you will be attending University of Illinois on a full 4-year academic scholarship. Now, what were some of your activities at Gordon Tech? I know that you played football. What other sports or activities were you involved in the school?
Yeah, I played football and track for 4 years. I was in poster club my junior year. I did a lot of community services I went to different schools. I talked to little kids about high school and challenges of life. And I was very involved in my school.
You know, I taught at Gordon Tech 30-some years ago for 3 years. Now that,
did you really?
It wasn't a small school then. It was a big school. There were 3,000 boys. Can you imagine that place being filled with 3,000 boys?
I know, I couldn't. I saw pictures of them in the yearbook. Like, in the gym, it was all filled up. I was like, wow.
Kids would literally moo as they were going down the hallways because it was like a cattle yard. But it was great. And the cool thing was, even with 3,000 students, it felt like a small school because that community spirit was there even back then.
You know, one thing for Grotzen, for Fuhad, and Caitlin, when I was at the Niles College Seminary of Loyola as the director of vocations and director of admissions, I would go to all the Catholic high schools in the Archdiocese, including Gordon and Marist. I was very well received to speak to the young men about priesthood when they were in their junior year. So if I was a recruiter today, I would have spoken to the young people at Gordon and Marist, and two outstanding schools. Caitlin, before we go to break, what have been some of your activities at Marist High School?
I played tennis for 4 years. I was on the math team all 4 years. This year I was the president of Pro Life Club, and I was involved in National Honor Society and Student Ambassadors.
See, I think for all our listeners, we have two young people on the phone that have gone way beyond academic excellence, but in areas of sports, areas of giving back to the community. And I think that's such a well-rounded approach. You know, I'm glad you study hard and doing very well academically to get into those schools of choice of college, but to be also involved with your faith, which is tremendous. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. The time is coming up on 948. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. And our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World. Or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can focus, reflect, pray, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity is available for all those who sign up for the annual Summer Scripture Seminar at the University of St. Mary of the Lake, Mundelein Seminary. Scholars from across the United States will help you explore the life-giving role the Bible plays in the liturgical life of the Church. This theme is timely as we await the implementation of the third edition of the Roman Missal in November. As always, Summer Scripture is guided by Vatican II's vision of Scripture as the soul of theology. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 19th to the 24th. Stay for the week or sign up for specific lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to www.summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord. It's a great way to start the summer.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith. It's Monday morning in Chicago, getting close to 10 o'clock. And we're very, very grateful that you've chosen to spend this part of your morning with us. Be careful driving out there. If you're at home having your second cup of coffee, enjoy, kick back, and keep listening to the good news about Catholic education within the Archdiocese. Graziano Marcheschi with Father Greg Sakowicz, talking to two wonderful seniors from two of our fine Catholic high schools in the Archdiocese. Fuhad Akinbi'i, senior at Gordon Tech High School, and Caitlin Schuler, senior at Marist High School in Chicago. Fuhad, tell me what it's been like to be a student for 4 years at a Catholic school. Would you know the difference? Can you tell the difference that you're attending a Catholic high school as opposed to, you know, the schools that some of your friends might be attending?
Yeah, I noticed at a Catholic high school, there's more of a challenge for you to be a better student, but also a better person. We have aspects of school where we have to have faith, discipline, and respect. And as a Catholic high school, they push you harder to be on top of things and be the best person that you can be.
So you mentioned those words, faith, discipline, and respect. Those are words that are really, like, not, I don't want to say pounded into you, but somehow really brought to the forefront about being part of, about your Catholic faith, about faith, respect, and discipline, correct?
Yes.
That's terrific.
And do you know, here's a number that may surprise you folks as well as all of our listeners. The graduation rate at the Catholic high schools is an astounding 99.2%.
Now, that's the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic high schools, 99.2%.
What about College Bound?
College Bound is almost as good, 96.5%.
That
means
phenomenal.
Most of our students go to college, and almost every one of them finishes the 4 years.
99.2 graduate high school, 96.5
go to college
from all the Catholic high schools of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal,
and I'm sure
phenomenal rate.
That has to do not only with the teaching, you know, the commitment of the teachers and principals, but also the dedication of the parents.
Exactly.
You know, because when a parent has made the decision to spend the money, you know, to work the extra hours to put their kid in a Catholic school, they're also going to work hard to make sure those children succeed.
And it looks like along those same lines, Caitlin, when we asked the question of Fuhad about what has made for him Gordon Tech so special and Catholic, what about for you at Marist? What makes it Catholic for you at Marist?
All the opportunities Marist gives to us to give back to the community really is what makes it Catholic for me, because it lets us focus on sharing our gifts with everybody around us and with those who might not have the same gifts as us.
Now, you mentioned earlier you are involved with the Pro-Life Club.
Yes.
At Marist High School. Now, say something about that club. I think that's fascinating. That's great.
Yes. Basically, what we do is we meet once a week, and we talk about pro-life issues such as abortion and euthanasia. And once a month, we go downtown to pray in front of a Planned Parenthood in order to raise awareness about abortion in the Chicagoland area.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Do you get support from other students? Do you get resistance? What's the culture there, and how is your club perceived in the rest of the school?
We're getting more support now because this year we're trying to raise awareness around the school more than just in the community. We've done presentations in classrooms about what the club's about, and we put posters up around the school with facts about abortion and euthanasia.
Good for you.
How about this? Go ahead, Gratz.
Well, I was going to say, I see that you're planning to be an English major and that you love writing. Tell us about what kind of writing do you enjoy? What kind of literature do you enjoy?
I really like creative writing. I read a lot of Nicholas Sparks as I grew up. And then the literature we read in school, like Frankenstein and The Jungle, really like inspires my need to write.
That is great. Now, both for Caitlin and for Fuhad, if you were talking to an eighth grader today who was thinking about Gordon Tech or Marist High School, what would you tell that prospective new student? Fuhad?
I would tell him if he or she is looking at Gordon Tech, I would first tell him to visit Gordon Tech and see what the school has to offer them. And if they do like it, if they like that small bond community family we have, Gordon Tech would be a great school for that because students and not only do teachers drive students, students also drive students at Gordon Tech, which is one of the greatest, it was one of the best things I admire at Gordon Tech.
Do you remember Father Ed Howe from Gordon Tech?
Yes.
He was Brother Ed Howe.
He's still here.
And he's still there at the. Yep. So what's his role today at Gordon Tech?
Brother Ed, like, make sure like the school is safe.
No, that's another person. There's a Brother Ed and there's a Father Ed. They both used to be brothers,
but now one of them is father.
But now one of them is father.
Father
they're still
Ed
a brother.
Howe.
You might be thinking about Brother Ed.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking about Brother.
Brother
Ed.
Ed. Yeah,
father
yeah.
Ed used to be the president of the high school there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I actually do remember him, but he's not Gordon anymore.
He's not there anymore, but he's a great, now
he used to be
priest.
A producer, a technician, and cameraman here at the radio studio.
In the archdiocese.
In his youth, when he was a youth.
Caitlin, tell us if a young person wanted to think about going to Marist, what would you tell them?
I would say that if they're looking for a school that's going to push them to do their best and teach them to succeed, while also giving them a sense of family and a sense of fun, that Marist is definitely someplace they should consider.
What do you guys do for fun? So we've heard about all the success you've had in school. What kind of fun do you have, Fuhad?
Me, I'm involved being active with my body. So I play sports and I enjoy doing track a lot. I hang out with friends. And
what kind of music do you listen to?
I'm more of an R&B singer.
Okay.
Personally.
All right.
Yeah, I like to run to Dairy Queen. How about you, Caitlin?
I like going to all the sporting events at school. And then, like you said, you like to go to Dairy Queen. I love going to Plush Horse.
That is great. Well, I want to thank in a very special way our two young guests. We've had Fuhad Akinbihi, a senior at Gordon Tech High School in Chicago, and Caitlin Schuler, a senior at Marist High School in Chicago. And
we'll be looking for your name in print, Caitlin.
And Fuhad's going to the University of Illinois on a full four-year academic scholarship, and Marist senior Caitlin Schuler is valedictorian. Congratulations on that, Caitlin.
Thank you.
And she'll be attending the University of Michigan, where she will pursue her love of writing and be an English major. Are you working on your valedictorian speech right now?
I am.
God bless you. That's marvelous. And I want to thank in a very special way co-host Graziano Marcheschi. And thank you for being here today, Graz, as usual. It's great doing radio with you.
You know, we both look wonderful on radio.
Can't tell us apart. Want to thank in a very special way Jasmine Kudos, our producer, for doing a great job this morning, and outstanding engineer Michael May. To all of our listeners, God bless all of you, and have a great, great week. And go Chicago Bulls, beat the Miami Heat.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.